Okay, so thank you, Diane, for joining us at Your Loved Ministry podcast. This is the first podcast. My first guest is Diane Sao. Today we're going to be talking about filling the void, what that means. So, but before we get into that topic, Diane, can you tell me a little bit about the ministry that you work in?
Yes, thank you. The ministry is Jesus No Walls Ministry. That's what it's called. And it was something that the Lord had inspired me to start a few years back. But prior to that, I was also called to do outreach street ministry and ministering to people one-on-one, face-to-face. And coming from a background of being in a cubicle for half my life, that was new and different, but definitely exciting because I am an extrovert. I'm naturally an extrovert. I have no problem talking to total strangers and meeting people from different cultures, different places, everything. I just love it. I like change. So I think just making that big move outside of the whole corporate world into ministry was a big decision I had to make. And I'm so glad that I did. And then from there, the Lord was just training me and teaching me. And I was learning and exercising the how to be led and guided and directed by the Holy Spirit, the Helper, which, by the way, is promised by the Lord, the Helper. So I just like to always let people know you have that.
Great.
So, and then the ministry, yes. And then, like I said, it just grew from there to where the Lord spoke to me to start the ministry. It's named Jesus No Walls Ministry because it is just to let people realize and know that church is beyond the four walls. It can be within four walls, but it doesn't begin and end there. It also is outside of that. It's just, you know, the four walls is where you gather, but the church and the body of Christ and the work that we have to do is worldwide. It's in your neighborhood. It could be where you work. It could be at the grocery store, anywhere, anytime, any place, you know?
Right, right. It's the people. The people are the
right. And I remember I did, I've done Bible studies and one-on-one Bible studies. And I remember someone saying, you know, what can I do? And I knew this person took public transportation. I says, well, while you're at the bus stop waiting for the bus, I says, start praying for all the drivers driving by. Mm. Start praying that they don't get into an accident and pray covering and protection over them.
Yeah.
And you know what he did? He did. And then like, what did I do? And I says, well, I says, if you feel an open opportunity, open door to have a conversation with someone, you can say an encouraging word. And then he did that as well. And then from there, he actually started telling people about the Lord and sharing and praying with them. And it was beautiful because we just have something to do it all day, every day.
That's and, true. Right. And that's, you never that's know.
Yeah, that's my calling, is to let people know. It's my calling to do the same, but mm-hmm. it's also my calling to share and teach other fellow Christians on how to do this, and also finding out where their gifts and talents are. I think another opportunity, if you don't mind, I'd like to share. This one woman's like, I don't know what I can do. It's just, there's nothing. I don't know what my gifts are. I don't know what my talents are. I can't do what you do. Like, she was just terrified, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, look, you love baking. You're a great cook. I said, bake mm-hmm. some cookies. And go to a neighbor, knock on the door and say, I've got some cookies for you. And she did. And it was the most amazing experience, excuse me, for the both of them. Mm-hmm. And the woman shared with the woman that I knew that I advised bake cookies. And she said how much it meant to her that she was very lonely.
Oh, and that's great.
Yeah, made a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. Because you never know, you know, where people need that word, that word of encouragement.
And that's why when people say, well, I can't do it, I don't have any talents and gifts. Well, I used to think I didn't either. It was a pastor that told me what my gifts and talents were. So we tend to not be in ourselves. And I think the one downfall that as humans, what we do is we compare. Mm. You know, I'm not someone that stands up in front of a conference of a million people and speak. I'm someone that can sing. I can't play an instrument. You're right. There's a lot of those things I can't do. But you know what? It turns out there were so many other gifts and talents that I had, you know?
Right, correct. Now, you wrote a newsletter, which is on your website, right? Could you tell us a little bit about that newsletter?
Yes, it started out, the Lord inspired me to write this back in 2014. It's called The Truth of Emptiness. And I was praying to the Lord about this. You know, remember, I come from a corporate America background. I worked in many different industries. And I've just seen a lot. I've seen people, you know, buy expensive cars and they were happy for a little while, then they weren't. I've seen people, you know, okay, I'll get the degrees and they think that's the ultimate, that's going to do it. And then I've seen them get married. I've seen them get divorced. I just seen so much in court and I'm like, wow, these people are just, they just don't know where they're coming or going. And, but they're trying so hard. They're trying so hard, but something's missing. And I remember just meditating on this and praying to the Lord because my heart went out to them. I'm like, Lord, I just see this over the years and what's going on? What's happening? And then that's when he told me the emptiness, the void that's in them. And it's something I couldn't relate because I've been very fortunate and blessed and truly a miracle to have always known the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal savior and having that real open personal relationship of a living God and knowing the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So I've been very fortunate. The Lord did allow me though to feel it. He let me know what it felt like to have that void and emptiness. And I was pretty floored by it, by the way. I can't believe people are able to get up and go about their days every day feeling like that. I would be in bed all day. But he did allow me to know what it felt like. And it just increased that compassion and love in my heart. So I was inspired to write a one pager. It was just a one pager. I love writing articles and even one pager, flyers, stuff like that. And it was just an allegory of a story. That is out on the website. And it was just, do you want me to read it or?
Oh, no, that's okay. You could just summarize it. Like you mentioned
the void. The emptiness, the one pager was about someone walking down the street, saw something in the store window, loved it, had to have it. They bought it, expensive, whatever. They'll pay for it later. But they felt very happy, very, very filled with joy, you know. But over a short period of time, it was gone. That high, that happiness, that rush. And that's what it was about.
Right.
And so the person is like, you know, geez, how come I can't just seem to find it, whether in family or a home or a job or degrees. And it's just so lost. And this person in the one page part of it, which is in the newsletter, I included the one pager allegory story. And it just said, you know, please, what is it that I'm to do? I'll read this part. What is it that I am to do? What could it be? What is the secret to this never ending search to fill this emptiness? And so then the newsletter goes on to talk about that and in more in depth with some statistics and Bible scriptures. But I will tell you that the truth is that God does put that emptiness in you, that void. The whole purpose is so that you be seeking and searching him. But what happens is many times people end up searching and looking elsewhere. Whether they have an upbringing in a church or whether they had no upbringing in a church and a faith. And I think what happens either way is someone has not had that real experience of a living God. And when you don't have that real experience of a living God, and you're going to move on to something else.
Right.
And that's what people are constantly moving on to something else.
I know, like I'm teaching the kids where I work, for confirmation, a lot of the, like, what we follow is like book stuff and learning about Jesus and so forth. There's a difference of learning about God and experiencing him, because people need that experience in order to really get that relationship.
Exactly. And it has to do with opening yourself up and surrendering, not going about it on an intellectual level or the microwave mentality, you know, make it happen now. I'm not feeling it. Failed me, you know. It's almost like okay, you have a best friend, right, Donna? That best friend didn't happen in 5 minutes or one day. 1 week, right? So things, you build it up over time, but to that void can be filled at the moment that you fully surrender and invite Jesus Christ into your heart and acknowledge him as Lord and Savior, asking him to forgive you of your sins, which again, a lot of people say, well, I didn't sin. I don't sin. So it's just one of those, it's just humble yourself, and it's forgiving others that done you wrong, forgiving yourself, asking God for forgiveness. And it's just a clean slate. And then the Holy Spirit just comes right in. And I have out doing outreach street ministry. You know, lots of times I deal with people, homeless or addiction or even drug dealers. You know, I am a straight shooter when I'm, you know, ministering to them, because they know they can die that day. They know it, you know? So I just straight out, I get to it. You know, you can die today. Where do you want to go? And by the way, you have this emptiness, this void, right? Am I, mm-hmm. is that what you know, I'll ask them. And they're just like, yeah, I have that. Yeah. Well, I have the answer to fill it right now, but it does mean opening your heart and surrendering. And, but like, you know, I'm a straight shooter on the streets, and I take time to listen. I wait for the open door too, that open door. Because sooner or later, when they're talking to you, all of a sudden they share something on a deeper level, and that's an open door. Right. But I have led people to the Lord and the prayer of salvation, which is on my website, JesusNoWallsMinistry.com, or I think JesusNoWalls.com might be able to come up too.
Okay.
And the prayer of salvation is there too, but I've done that, and they have been filled with the Holy, and they felt the difference. They felt that come through.
Right.
And they had that real experience. And I think that's what, I think when you're teaching, I don't want to teach and preach to the choir.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to teach and preach to someone to really understand the power of God and that full experience. And even after you're saved, or even fellow Christians, I want to take fellow Christians to the next level. I want to take it to the next level of power. There is power. Healing the sick, raising the dead. There is power. There is hope. And there's the peace beyond understanding. And I try to tell people, you know, even as Christians, you're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to go through tough times in life. You know, like my mom always said, you have a lot of good and wonderful things to be so glad you lived life, but enough bad and enough tragedy to not want to do it again.
Yeah.
And you know, our walk here on earth is a journey. But the journey is what can be amazing, even when things do happen that isn't so great. Lean on Him, and what you gain from wisdom and understanding is awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I talked enough about the newsletter, but anyway, there's a lot in there. The statistics are from 2014, so a lot has changed since then. But it does talk about how New Age has grown. You know, people are really tapping into that. The reason is that they want to experience something on a spiritual level that they didn't experience in the church, whatever denomination they might have come from. So they're tapping into something, wanting that spiritual experience. Because why? I'll tell you right now, we are more of a spirit being than we are of the flesh. We are more spirit. We are fully connected to God. And through Jesus Christ, I myself know for a fact I am directly plugged into God the Father in heaven on the throne. I can stand before Him because I am that plugged in. Why and how? Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, my Lord and Savior.
Right.
And then what also got imparted onto me was the Holy Spirit, the Helper.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to add, with the statistics that are on the in the newsletter, that was 2014. Now we're in 2021. I think it accelerated the people who are more secular than back in 2014.
Oh, there is. There is. It's even got, even the New Age movement has even gotten into the church, both the Catholic Church and the
Protestant
Christian. Protestant churches. I was really shocked to see that, but that has been a growing move. Again, people are not experiencing what they should be experiencing in the church. They wouldn't have to go this route, because what they're doing is they're bringing in a lot of New Age beliefs.
It's not
into a realm that you're not understanding, and you're thinking it's all God. Well, there is a spiritual realm of God and angels and love, but there's also satanic activity that can disguise itself.
Correct. Right. Yeah. So do you have any suggestions for people who have not brought up in the faith, any way to get connected to the faith, connected to God, Jesus, Holy Spirit?
Well, that's where the emptiness, that's one thing that people can't deny, is that emptiness and void. You can get, you know, so you have that hole, you have that void, and they're like, yeah, well, I got the answer to fill it. You know what I mean? I have the answer. So, And people will open up and start sharing, and then I'm able to lead them to the Lord. So I have led a lot of people to the Lord. I led a man to the Lord. He had such a void and an emptiness in his life, and he's like, he was really brought to a place where that was just screaming so loud. He says, throughout my whole life, I had a God complex. Mm. And now I'm realizing I'm not God. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I said, well, yeah, he had a blessed life. He really did. But I was able to talk to him and share with him a lot. And he did open up his heart and gave us his Lord. And it was a humbling experience. And that void was
right. Right.
And of course, I encourage people to read the Bible and attend church. Church is important for fellowship and learning and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But reading the Bible, and even if people say they're, oh, I'm not big on reading, there's three books of the Bible that are on YouTube, word for word, three books that are on YouTube. And it's
they're on YouTube, word. Really?
It's a video. So they got the words underneath, but they're talking to you, and they also show like bits and pieces of biblical Christian movies. They put that in there. I'll have to look it up, but it's very good. So there's no excuse. I always direct them to that. That's right. Audio. Right. Sit down and watch it. And you got three books that they have word for word from beginning to end. Hmm. There's also audio that you can listen to.
Yeah, right, right.
And then there's just daily readings. You can do daily article readings and stuff like that.
Okay.
And Bible studies is good too, because that's fellowship. And I do, I used to do group Bible studies. Mm-hmm. And it was through the outreach portion of it. Then I started doing just individual Bible studies at the library, which I just felt that I get to customize it per person. I really like that customization. Right. Everyone, because of the outreach street ministry I do, everybody was completely from a different place. I mean,
yeah, you have to meet people where they're at.
Right. It's not like, again, I don't preach to the choir. Yep. Everybody like me on the same page. No, this is like all walks of life. Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks, Diane, for being the guest here.
Is there anything else you want
to talk about?
Yeah. So again, I think to reach people that may not have a Christian background in an upbringing, which we obviously have a generation or two on that, it's not easy, because you are competing with the media. You are competing with Hollywood and video games and music. Right. You really have to just strike up a conversation and get, you know, talk to them and see what they might open up about. And if you get that open door, then you can talk about that void and the emptiness.
Correct. Yeah. Cause with technology and the media, it's like, there's so much for our attention, like grabbing our attention, like, which is, you know, more important, you know?
No, right, right. And I believe the church has even tried to create even concerts on Sunday mornings just to get people drawn in and entertained, you know? Mm-hmm. But I like to build up soldiers in Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I like to work with fellow believers, is I want to take it to the next level of being a soldier in Christ and a real warrior. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been fortunate living in a country where we haven't had to experience things from overseas, but it doesn't mean it can't happen here. And I just want people to be ready, because it's just amazing when you find out what you're made of, out what you're made.
So if people wanted to contact you, how would they be able to do that?
Well, there's on my ministry website, let me see here. The email is contact@jesusnowalls.com.
Okay.
And also my phone number is there, 860-305-5688.
Okay.
Number is used for, you know, it's my personal phone. It is. Mm-hmm. And it's also my work phone. But so, yes, you know, I'm open. People can contact me. And I also have, I'll tell you right now. I just opened up something. My mailing, it's Jesus Nowalls Ministry, P.O. Box 4154, Bristol, Connecticut 06010.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And I know there was, did we go through all those questions that you had?
Yes. Yep. We went through all the questions. Yep.
And then I think also in reaching our brothers and sisters in Christ that have mixed in Christianity and New Age is something that they do need to be warned about, but it's not easy when they're convinced that what they're doing is fine. For myself, I have to wait for that open door of opportunity, you know, and that's where you're led by the Holy Spirit and things like that. But I guess what I would suggest that you do is if you're minister, if you have someone that you know, a loved one or a friend or whatever, and they're just going into this New Age realm, what the best way to start it is share your own personal experience, your own testimony, your own story.
Right.
That is a great opportunity to help open the door for the other person to share as well. And correct.
Because stuff that, like, if you do get involved with the occult, New Age stuff, a lot of people don't realize, like, negativity, negative thoughts, feelings of depression and so forth, those are signs that the enemy can get in.
How many times when I was first starting out with the Outreach Street Ministry, I would talk about God and everybody loved God. Everybody loved God. I mean, I was like, this went on for a week where I was, there was a lot of people and I was just sharing and sharing. And after I went to the Lord, I'm like, wow, everybody believes in you. Everything's great. My job is done. I mean, he's called me into ministry. And I'm like, well, my job's done. I'm not needed out there. And you know what? I heard the Lord speak to me and says, say my name.
Yes.
I said, okay. Okay. So he put those same people in front of me. And I said the name Jesus, and you would have thought World War III broke out.
Because they get a little nervous.
The name of Jesus Christ is so powerful, people just can't handle it. And then I found out they were, you know, New Age and cults and different religions mixing in with their current religion. And that's the other thing, is I feel like the Christian church has many times become more a club. It's not a club. Anyway, that's another story. But when I mentioned the name Jesus, it was a game changer.
Right.
It was a game changer. And that was something that the Lord needed to show me and said, you got lots of work to do. And believe me, there is lots of work to do out there. These same people that were praising God and loving God, like he was just, you know, all love, lovey-dovey teddy bear, you know. You mentioned the name Jesus and they're just melting. It's gonna help.
Yeah, his name is very powerful. Yeah, because when you renounce things in his name, they flee. Yeah.
That's
for another podcast about Unbound, the Unbound ministry.
Yes. Wonderful training. I recommend that highly for every Christian.
All right. Thanks, Diane. We know how to reach you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. Thank you. God bless everyone. Love you.
Bye.
Big hug.